Camilla Turner is reporting for The Guardian from Lancaster House, where the international conference is taking place. And there's a protest outside, Camilla. What's going on?
Well, there's around 100 people here at the moment, all penned in behind police metal barriers. There's a lot of green flags being waved, the colour of Libya, and green bandanas worn by people, many of whom are Libyan nationality, are standing here in solidarity with the Libyan people against any form of Western intervention in their country.
And what kind of background are these people? Are a lot of them Libyans themselves?
And a very small minority of kind of white English people here from groups such as Stop the War Coalition, but the vast majority I've spoken to are of Libyan nationality or Arabic country nationalities, all here very much in solidarity with the Libyan people, some even in support of Gaddafi's regime, putting up a kind of united front against British and European and what's general Western intervention.
And it sounds quite loud and lively. Is it a colourful protest?
As I said, they're green for the colour of their flags and of their banners, and a lot of them are wearing green. There's a megaphone, people are chanting slogans in the background. There's kind of quite a heavy police presence here. They've just brought in some reinforcements as well. The protest is being done, and people are planning to stay here throughout the afternoon. So I think there could be kind of still more people to come throughout the afternoon as well.
And what's the reaction of people walking past?
Well, there's a lot of people. I think there's still a lot of people coming to join in the protest as they walk past. There's a bit of kind of heckling going on between people on either side of the barriers. But as I said, there's a police presence very much acting as a separating between the general public and those who are past the protest.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.